the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We continue our rejoicing during the 50 days. What are the 50 days? From Easter Sunday to Ascension Day, for 40 days, Jesus gave convincing proofs that he was risen from the dead. And today we look at the third of these days on which Jesus revealed that he was risen from the dead and gave them breakfast and food to eat as their host. And then 10 days later, after Ascension, is the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit is poured out upon the church so that the gospel can go to all the nations. We are in the middle of these 50 days, and today we consider this occurrence of Christ giving them breakfast on the beach. Our focus today is this: the risen Lord is our host. And what does that mean? When you invite someone to your house for dinner, you prepare all the food, you prepare all food and drink, everything necessary, and the guest simply arrives and they honor you by receiving what you have prepared for them. You even tell them, you don't need to bring anything. The elders will have all the food at the picnic. We just want you to come receive the gift. This is what happens every Sunday. Jesus is the host here in this place. We come to receive word and sacrament, the preaching of the gospel, baptism, absolution, and Holy Communion. He is the host. We are the guests. He is divinely serving us. And the way we honor him is to be present and to graciously receive his gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. This is the significance of this third time that Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. He made them breakfast on the beach, and he continues to be the true host to us all. There's a little church on this spot on the Sea of Galilee, and I've gone to that church along the Pebble Beach, along the Lake of Galilee, and somewhere around there, Jesus appeared to them on the beach and gave them breakfast. Well, for you and me, this is what this means. Jesus, as our host, calls us his children and his friends. Jesus, as our host, controls all of nature itself. Jesus, as our host, feeds us with true bread of heaven. First, this third appearance of the risen Lord, he is physically raised from the dead, can appear and disappear, giving proofs during these 40 days that he was risen from the dead and that we will be raised. This Jesus as host calls us his children, his friends. The Lord Jesus reveals himself to his friends by this Sea of Galilee, also called the Sea of Tiberias. And only 7 of the 12 apostles are there for some reason. Simon Peter, Thomas, Nathanael, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, and 2 other unnamed disciples. These 7 hear Peter. Peter's always the leader. They had seen Jesus already in the upper room, but here they were in Galilee because Jesus said, I will also appear to you in Galilee. And so Peter says, I'm going fishing. After all, that was his trade and his vocation. So they said, of course, we'll go with him. These fishermen often would fish at night, a better time to catch the fish in the net. But they caught nothing, no fish at all night long, no fish in the nets. So when the day is breaking and it's sunrise, Jesus is standing along the shore almost 100 yards away, and they don't know that it's Jesus. They don't recognize him. Jesus looked the same, but he was glorified, and he was 100 yards away. Jesus calls out across the water because your voice can travel across still water. Children, do you have any fish? And they said, no. Jesus calls them children or friends. This is what he calls us who believe in him. If you look throughout the whole New Testament, Jesus calls us his friends, which means you're at peace with God through me. God is not your enemy, but you are at peace with God. Through Jesus, God is friends with us and at peace with us through Jesus' sacrificial death. He calls us children, as we sing in the hymn, children of the Heavenly Father. Because though we be 1 year old or 101 years old, in God's eyes, we are still children. He calls us servants, servants of our Master, our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't serve ourselves. We don't serve the gods of this world. We serve one person, our Master, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He calls us his servants. He calls us disciples. A disciple is someone who follows the Master. And our Master is Jesus, who is the Messiah, the Savior of the world. And he calls us beloved ones, loved by God through his Son. We are those upon which he has poured his love. So today, Jesus, your host here, in word and sacrament, just like he called these disciples his children, his friends, he calls you and I his children, his friends, his servants, his disciples, and his beloved ones. That is your identity, a friend of God through Jesus Christ, the host. Secondly, we see in this text, indeed, it reminds us that Jesus, as the host, controls all of nature itself. He has all power in heaven and on earth. Jesus has done this a couple times in his ministry, and he tells them to cast the net on the right side of the boat. And they cast it, and then suddenly it's filled with fish, so heavy they can't even pull it into the boat. Now this happened several times in the ministry of Jesus. Way at the beginning, when he called them to be fishers of men, they had a large catch of fish, so that the two boats had to haul the fish to shore. Again it happens. This large quantity of fish appears out of nowhere. Fishermen knew when fish were there or weren't there. And suddenly, a place where there had been no fish, there's such a large quantity of fish, they realized this is another miracle again. And so John, who was writing this, called the beloved disciple of our Lord, says to Peter, "It's the Lord." John recognizes the man on the beach is Jesus. And don't we love Peter? It's cool. It's probably a spring day, still in the morning. He had been stripped to his waist to work and to fish. He puts his outer garment on and jumps into the lake. He's got all of his clothes on and he has to swim 100 yards to the beach, but he doesn't care. He wants to see Jesus. So he leaves the other disciples to have to try to drag this net behind the boat because they can't put it into the boat. And when they come to shore, there is a charcoal fire already going. There's already cooked fish with bread. Jesus has made them breakfast. So he says, bring some more of the fish that you caught. The idea is we'll also cook and roast that fish as well. And then Peter goes out into the water and helps drag the net up to the beach. And they count the fish. 153 large fish, and the net was not torn. If you're a fisherman, and that's your trade, you are going to count your fish. It wasn't 151 fish. There was not 152 fish. There was 153 fish. Because this is how they made their living. They sold the fish to make their money. And so these large fish, they were amazed, because usually the net would have started to tear and some of the fish would have escaped. But that didn't happen. This was a miracle. A miracle again. Jesus gave them not just a few fish, but a lot of fish. Jesus gave them large fish, not little fish. Jesus was sure that the net didn't break. This shows us that Jesus, our host, has all power over the heavens and the earth. Consider the whole ministry of Jesus. Even in his humiliation, as he shared our flesh and blood, he was true God and true man, deity and humanity in one person. Consider throughout his ministry his power over nature. The wind obeyed him. The waves obeyed him. They would calm down. He could walk on the water. The fish obey him. Sicknesses and diseases obeyed him when he cast it out. The demons obeyed him as he threw them out of people. It is really true that Jesus, as our host, has all power in heaven and on earth. This is why the one who calls you his friend also says, "Ask me whatever you wish in my name, and of course, according to his will, and I will do it for you." Never think that it's hopeless. Never fall into despair. Jesus has all power in heaven and on earth. He will exercise that power according to his will in your life and in my life, just as he did for these disciples. So Jesus as host calls us his friends. Jesus as host has all power in heaven and on earth. And most importantly, Jesus as host feeds us with the true bread of heaven. Jesus then is truly a host and says, "Come and have breakfast." Now, none of the disciples dared to ask Jesus, "Who are you?" They knew it was Jesus. This was common in Jesus' resurrection appearances. They knew it was Jesus. It looked like Jesus, but now he is glorified. He's no longer beaten as he was upon the cross. He's now shining in glory through his human nature. So they recognize him, they know him, but they're still looking at him as he looks different. But they didn't ask him because they knew it was Jesus. And then in an action that is very similar throughout all the Gospels to his giving of the Lord's Supper, where he breaks it, he takes it, and gives them the bread, and does the same thing and gives them the fish. This was the third time after he was raised from the dead when Jesus revealed himself to them. If you've wondered why Jesus' resurrection appearances often include eating, he is just simply explaining, even to a little child, "I was truly, physically, bodily raised from the dead." He wasn't a spirit. He wasn't a ghost. It wasn't just the spirit of Jesus that was raised. He was bodily raised. Remember in the upper room and on the road to Emmaus? They thought he was a ghost. He said, "You have something to eat." He ate a piece of broiled fish in their midst. Here, he shares the bread and the fish. He's revealing, "I am risen from the dead," and meaning, "You too will be raised." Jesus continues to be our host and give us true bread. Throughout the ministry of Jesus, Jesus was the host. Remember earlier in the Gospel of John, Jesus took a few loaves of bread and fish, and he fed 5,000 people and said, "I am the bread of life. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has life in him." Remember when he took a little bit of water and turned it into much wine at the wedding in Cana as a host for this wedding? Remember when he took the bread and wine at the Lord's Supper and said, "Take and eat, this is my body. Take and drink, this is my blood." Remember when he took the bread and gave it to them and broke it when they were at the road, on the road to Emmaus, and in the room in the house in Emmaus, and suddenly they recognized in the breaking of the bread that it was Jesus. And today, as he comes to us and is really present under the bread and wine and continues to give himself to you today as host, take and eat, take and drink, this is my body, this is my blood. He is truly present. He's not absent. He is present. That's what we call the doctrine of the Lord's Supper, the real presence. And indeed, if you know your book of Revelation, you know the image of heaven is that in heaven, Jesus continues to be our host. He says, come to the banquet of the Lamb. Come, drink from the river of the water of life. Come, eat from the tree of life. So Christ will continue, even in heaven, to be our host. This is why, by the way, we come to the divine service on Sunday. You are coming here to bring your praise and thanksgiving to the Lord. That is true. But primarily, you are coming here for Jesus to give himself to you. He is divinely serving you when you come to church on Sunday. So that when you come here, you know as you leave, you go home knowing, I am a friend and a child of God. Jesus has all power in heaven and on earth, and Jesus has just fed me with the bread of life. That is why we come to church on Sunday. So in conclusion, like the disciples, we don't dare ask who he is. We know it is Jesus, as we just confessed in the Nicene Creed, the Christ, the Son of the living God. We know that as true host, he brings us forgiveness of sins. He was crucified in our place and raised for our justification. And through preaching and baptism and absolution and the Lord's Supper, he continues to serve us. May we, during these 50 days, as we rejoice in all of Jesus' resurrection appearances, honor the host by being present and receiving his gifts to us as his guests. As the risen Lord continues to be our host now and into eternity at the wedding banquet and feast that knows no end. Lord, be our host and serve us each and every day with forgiveness, life, and salvation. Amen. May the peace of Christ, which transcends our understanding, guard our hearts and minds and faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.